RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's that smell?
No, I taste victory.
Oh, victory!
Here we go. Here we go, DC.
We are the champions, my friend.
FB on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, right on the pre-Odyssey app. Commanders Rewind on a Victory Tuesday. We do this every Tuesday, win or lose, but they won, so it's better. We like the wins better than the losses, especially when it's a division win. As you know, those count double in the playoff chase. As everybody said all offseason, no need to pay Terry. Why are we trading for Debo? We've got Chris Moore. Chris Moore gets this party started. Okay.
Three wide receivers to the right on this second down and four. Snap to Daniels. He'll throw. Maneuvering to his right. Running out of time. Lobs one up towards Chris Moore, who makes a terrific catch to get both feet in right on the sideline at the 49 of the Giants. What a throw by Daniels.
I felt pretty good after that one. You got Chris Moore coming in off the wide receiver bench and catching passes. That led to Zach Ertz. Zach had a little stumble there, had a drop, redeemed himself quite nicely.
The rookie Jalen Lane was late to get onto the field, got some direction from Daniels. They're now set with 9 on the play clock, second down and 5 at the New York 7. Zach Ertz hops to the left. Here's a snap to Daniels. They throw to him in the center, and a slant pass caught Zach Ertz. And for the first time in 2025, touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
I miss London Fletcher. It is great to have him back. The laugh. That's the most iconic laugh in sports broadcasting right there. You can't tell me otherwise. Commanders Rewind. We play back our favorite clips from the game. I talk about the things I noticed rewatching the game. I don't think you needed a rewatch to notice this defensive line was on point yesterday. So let's get the party started on the other side of the ball.
Third and 13 now at the 29 after the false start penalty. Russ takes the snap. Washington Briggs 5. Pressure up the middle. Deron Payne again! Sacks it back at the 21! Here comes the punting unit for the Giants.
The house of Payne! Big Daddy Payne! No one to run! No one to hide!
Ah, London Fletcher, so good. Deron, almost as good as Deron Payne in a contract year. Second contract year he's had in the NFL. Second time he's decided to be one of the best players in the entire league. They need that this season. I was skeptical. Javon Kinlaw, I was skeptical. Boy, he showed up to play. Dorrance Armstrong building on a solid year one. It's such a good interview with Dorrance Armstrong yesterday. Talking about it, this is year two. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody's dialed in. That little undercurrent of like, some guys didn't want to be here last year. John Allen. Could have been anybody. But everybody likes each other this year. And of the two people who fought each other on the sideline during Sunday Night Football, only one of them is still with the team, which is probably the correct number of guys to have of the two who were involved in an intra-team fight on Sunday Night Football. Just saying, these are the things that enhance a football team. It was not all great for Jaden Daniels. Jaden had a rough go of it. Throwing was a little inaccurate. Let's tee up the Terry pass here, and then we'll talk about it.
Big third and nine here, though, after a long drive by the Giants offense. Here's the snap to Daniels on third and nine. He's going to load one up to the sideline. He's got a wide open Terry McLaurin, but he overthrew him by about 2 yards. He was behind Paulson Adebo and would have been gone if that was a connection.
Yeah, here's what happened. Terry McLaurin held out, held in, held around the entire offseason. And they didn't get a chance to practice together really at all. The other thing that happened here, which is not Terry McLaurin's fault, but is a relevant data point, they had a decent number of injuries coming out of training camp. After cut day, when they installed the 53, it wasn't a super healthy 53. Like, they got a little bit beat up during camp and during the preseason games, and some stuff that lingered, right? Noah Brown, that was a lingering injury that he came in with. Laremy Tunsil, I think, was dealing with some stuff when he arrived at camp. Same for Brandon Coleman. They were dealing with a lot of stuff. And so from cut day to opening day, there's 2 weeks, 14 days. During those 14 days, Dan Quinn only had them practice on the field in Ashburn twice, full practices. And I think that's what you saw on Sunday. I think you saw that rust of Terry only having had two legitimate practices with his quarterback, that rust of them not being in that game speed at that game momentum. One other factor here, the NFL, when they went from four preseason games to three preseason games, schedule-wise, the one they cut was the fourth preseason game. So it used to be final preseason game, cut day, roll into game week, all happened in about a 48-hour stretch. Now it's final preseason game, cut day, sit around for 2 weeks, then play your first game. And I don't think that's insignificant here, and I think you felt the impacts of that on Jaden Daniels. Now, here's why I'm not panicking at all. I said this during the preseason, too, when the defense was playing well. Of the two groups, offense and defense, there was one of them I was nervous about coming into the season. It was the defense, of course. I will take 10 times out of 10 an opening game where the defense dominates and the offense looks a little rusty, because I have more confidence in the offense to get it right. I've got a year's worth of data here that says Jaden Daniels can bounce back like it's nothing, that Jaden Daniels will figure out how to get to game speed really quickly. I think that's the important thing to note here. The other factor that's I'm less confident on would be the offensive line, and there were certainly more sacking than you would feel comfortable with, including this one.
Up to the line, empty backfield, snap to Daniels. Giants bring four. He's got time again, slides to his left, now runs out of it. There's a flag thrown, and he is sacked for the third time. First on the scene is Kayvon Thibodeau all the way back at the Washington 40.
Yeah, Giants D-line is good. I felt overall very good about Josh Connerly's debut watching that back. I thought he played well on the whole. I thought that left side communicated well. I think Tyler Biadasz remains a very smart football player. There were plays where they got pushed around. As they say, the other guys get paid to make plays too. Or as I was once told at UVA, the other guys are on scholarship too. They're getting paid in the NFL. They're getting paid handsomely to make those kinds of plays. And say what you will about the Giants, and I will, because they stink. But the Giants know how to put a D-line together. And that was certainly one of the most impressive elements of the game from the New York sideline. Now, there are a lot of things that went wrong for them. And the week one is always the most chaotic week of football. It's always the week. How did that happen? The Bengals almost lost in week one to the Browns. It's week one. Did Sean Payton forgot how to coach? Like, I'm critical of Sean Payton, but I've never said the guy didn't know how to coach. He forgot how to coach against Tennessee. Week one is a chaotic football week. So you figure out now in week two, week three, week four, how much of this is X versus Y? How much of this is the Giants stink and Russell Wilson has lost his fastball versus the Commanders' defensive line is for real? And lucky for us, we get a measuring stick game very quickly on Thursday night against the Green Bay Packers. Let's address what happened at the end of the half here. We'll play it first.
No timeouts remaining. Now Deebo Samuel running back to where he started in the slot to the right. Empty backfield. Daniel draw right up the middle. Gets away from one. Tackled at the five. And here's this issue. He's a yard short here. So Washington's got to run up to the line with 14 seconds. It's a third and one at the 4-yard line. Brandon Coleman trying to get in line. 9 seconds on the clock. Here's a snap to Daniels on third and one. Backing up. Throws it towards the back of the end zone. Nobody home. And so with 3 seconds left on the clock, they'll send out the field goal unit.
And they didn't, because that was intentional grounding. Let's take this from the top. The Commanders were frivolous in timeout usage in both halves. It surprised me in the second half. They did the replay review that didn't say, and I never mind putting a quarter in the replay review slot machine and seeing what the TV will say, especially for a big play, one that can get you a first down. The second one was more of a miscommunication. So they're down to the one timeout. They use it with 28 seconds left. So you're coming in. You know you don't have that timeout left. 23 seconds left. They clearly come into the huddle with the plan to do two plays. Jaden's going to run, and then they're going to throw a pass, and either it'll be complete and they'll score a touchdown, or it'll be incomplete and they'll kick a field goal. Jaden runs. He gets his yardage. Props to Jaden for being able to run the first play, get hit, recompose himself, get back and run a second football play. Secondly, as you rewatch this, I'm not complaining about the officiating. It was 100% intentional grounding. And also, I see where Jaden's coming from. Zach Ertz breaks out just a half second too late. If Ertz breaks towards that corner a second earlier, that is near where he's supposed to be. Jaden knows the score. Jaden knows the time. He's got to release the football right then. I think he throws it to where he thinks Zach Ertz is going to be, and I don't think he's wrong either. I think he's just a half second sped up on the process and where we are in the play. I'm good to chalk that up to first game. And obviously you win, and that helps. Now, you can go back and redo that whole process. What should you have done? To me, this is just an extension of their very aggressive fourth down philosophy last year. They're going to push this to the very end of the clock because they're an aggressive football team, and it didn't work. But after last year, are you going to be mad at them for taking an aggressive philosophy this year? I choose not to be. That's halftime, which means we got to take a break, which means I got to text back Parney because he wants to know how he did on the picks last week. Parney, we just gave away tickets to the final game at the Diamond. Phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree. You would have been beaming in here. You would have been proud of our listeners for showing up for the Flying Squirrels. We got segment two of Commander's Rewind on deck. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Commanders Rewind. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide, on the free Odyssey app. Who's the guy y'all want to talk about today? I know who y'all want to talk about today. And it is Bill Kroski Merritt. Let's do some Bill Kroski Merritt Commanders Rewind, because that is what the people demand, that is what the people want, and we are going to give it to him today because he was absolutely fantastic in this game. It's our guy, Bill Kroski Merritt, third most rushing yards last week. He was so good, not on the Commanders, in the NFL on Sunday. He was so good, and I'm not, look, I said he was going to be inactive, so I'm in a fully reactionary stance here, because I said he wasn't going to play. He did play. He looked great. The vision, the cut, I love that interview we did with Nick Allegretti yesterday. He came up to us and he told us, I'm not going to have y'all blocking for no reason. All right, Bill, you got a little confidence too, got a little swagger to him. If you drafted him in fantasy football, you're feeling pretty smart right about now. If you played him, you're feeling really smart right about now. That required a degree of paying attention, because I would have told you not to start him until the inactives list came out and Chris Rodriguez was on it. All of a sudden you're like, oh, they've been talking up the kid. But they're even slow playing how much they like this kid. And Austin Eckler was still a big piece of the offense. But man, Austin Eckler does not have the hype train that our guy Bill has right now. Second addition to this offense, Deebo Samuel, he looked sharp as well. Let's start with the Deebo clip before we get to Bill.
Midfield, empty backfield for Daniels, three wide receivers to the left. Now Zach Ertz goes in motion, slides close to Laremy Tunsil. Here's the snap to Daniels, plenty of time, throws towards Deebo Samuel, makes a sliding catch at the 28-yard line. That's a conversion and a gain of 22, and now Washington's running up to the line with the clock running, 103 to go in the half.
Just, you can't consistently beat man-to-man coverage. That's what the Commanders receivers are doing against the man-to-man defense.
All right, Deebo clip out of the way. Let's get to Bill. Punch it in.
And it's now second and four at the Giants 6. Merritt moves to the left of Daniels. Handoff. Cuts out to the right. To the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. Bill Kroski Merritt.
This is what you love about Bill Merritt and why you see him get these crucial carries in the red zone. We run the counter trade, the old school Hawks. It's designed to go up inside off tackle. But what does Bill Merritt do? Has a great ability to jump cut outside and use his feet to get outside into the end zone of the New York Giants.
See, I was worried his name was getting too long. They were calling him Ja'Cory Bill Kroski Merritt so often. In London just dropped two words. He went straight to Bill Merritt. If it's good enough for London Fletcher, it's good enough for me. Let's stick with it, because Bill had more than just the touchdown.
Jaden Daniels in the gun. In motion, John Bates. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off. Krosky Merrick gets his hold on the right side. 5-10, 15. If he slips through a tackle, he's off to the races. 35-40. Stays on his feet. Out to midfield. What a run by Bill!
What a run. What a play call. What a nice piece of blocking. And this starts with the nice bluff block by John Bates. He's the one that really has the block that springs Merritt off to the races.
Yeah, there was a lot to like there. If I was a coach and I watched that tape, I'd say give that guy more carries next week. I think he'll get them too, especially if you can give him even three of the design Jaden Daniels runs and feel good about his production. It's just such a load off of the whole offense because every time number five runs, everything slows down a little bit. And so anytime you can plug him in, good things are happening. It's Commander's Rewind. We do this every Tuesday. If you're new to the program in the past year, we revisit our favorite moments from the Commander's game. Highlights, lowlights, take a second look at everything that happened. And this is a quick turnaround week. We got Commander's Rewind. And tomorrow, we're looking ahead to Green Bay. So it's an exciting week here and an exciting game. Graham Gano back at FedEx Field. After last season where the Giants kicker got injured on the first play of the game and then they lost 21-18 after missing three extra points. He came ready for revenge. This is your lone special teams highlight of the day, really.
Giants now 3-for-12 on third down. Graham Gano set up at the 45. Snap. A little wobbly. That is a low line drive kick that somehow got over the crossbar. And good from 55 for Graham Gano to make this a one-score game, 14-6 with 1:43 to go third quarter.
All right, my other special teams take from the game. I do not mind Deebo Samuel being a kick returner, and I thought Dan Quinn's answer on it yesterday was pretty insightful, which was a way I hadn't thought about, which is basically I got two good kick returners on the team, Deebo Samuel and Austin Ekeler. Who do you want back there? And it's an easy answer because Deebo is healthier and better than Austin Ekeler in that role. I don't like Austin Ekeler because of the concussions. I think Debo's better to begin with. It's an easy decision. Now, I don't like it, period, but I get where it's coming from. You got a limited number of options. Here's what I don't like. Touchbacks in the NFL this year go to the 35. He ran it out of the end zone twice. Both times he didn't come close to the 35. 35 is great field position. And the rule is if you catch it inbounds, even if you catch it at the one, is it not a touchback. You got to return it. But if you catch it in the end zone, you could touchback it. You should always do that. I don't want Deebo Samuel risking himself when he can just kneel down, get to the 35. Make the smart play. What was my favorite Deebo Samuel play? It's not close. It's the touchdown run. Here it is.
First and 10 at the 19. In motion, Deebo. Wheels around. Takes a handoff. Spins back to the left. Has a wall in front of him at the 15. Breaks a tackle at 10. To the 5. Leads for the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Deebo Samuel!
That was run to perfection. They've been setting this play up. They ran a similar play twice in this ballgame. And you just wait on this opportunity. You get Deebo out in space, and you have Laramie Tunsil and Tyler Biadasz leading the way. And Deebo does the rest and is able to get into the end zone for the touchdown.
That's Deebo Samuel. That is a Cliff Kingsbury special right there. That's why we love Cliff Kingsbury. Russell Wilson finally throws the interception. Unfortunately, it comes back.
4th and 2 at the 33. Snap to Wilson. Washington's brick of the house. Here comes Bobby Wagner. Hits Russell as he throws. Tosses it up.
No,
it is picked off by Quan Martin. There is a penalty flag down. He's gotten away from one Giant and a second. Stays on his feet at the 45 and cut down there. But there's a flag down. And I believe they're going to call what? Roughing the passer
roughing
here?
Roughing the passer. Head and neck area, I think.
Wagner hit him as he threw. Did he hit him high is the question.
That's, I think, the call.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense number 54, 15-yard penalty, first down.
Yeah, sure, I get that. I'm not thrilled about it, but I'm not thrilled about a lot of roughing the passer calls in the NFL these days. I saved the best for last, though, Commander's Rewind here on The Fan. I saved the best for last. I loved those two goal line stands. You know I loved those two goal line stands. They were absolutely fantastic pieces of defense. The second one's even better because you get the penalty. First and goal from the one. Move it back. Make him kick a field goal. This is so good.
Wilson acted like it was going to be a wildcat play. Now goes back to a pistol look. Takes the snap. Throws it in the end zone. Over the head of Wandale Robinson. Incomplete. Turnover on downs.
This is a masterclass in defensive play calling by Joe Witt. The Giants, they're thinking they're going to get man-to-man defense. They run a bunch of shallow crossing routes. And what do? They play zone coverage. Great communication between Will Harris and Quan. And this is just how you play. This is how textbook defense in the red zone.
Yeah, it's so good. Just what a great defensive showing. No touchdowns allowed. The Commanders. Go ahead and take care of business. It wasn't always pretty, but I think on the whole, you'll take that win 10 out of 10 times. Get ready for the short week. Get ready for us. We'll be live in Lambeau starting tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to spending some time in hour number two. Trey Wilson joins the program in 15 minutes. It's Tuesdays with Trey on the final week at the Diamond. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. MP of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard. We've got half an hour left with you today. Send you off to AWOD Radio, who is fired up about Thursday's game. We're going to be at Lambeau Field. I'm fired up as well. Love Lambeau Field. You know my favorite spot in the NFL. Great atmosphere. It's going to be bumping Thursday night. Pair of 1-0 teams. Playoff aspirations. I don't think he asked for much more than that. AWOD's got a fun announcement for you. He'll be live in Titletown at one of those bars before the game. He'll tell you all about that during his show. I'm on too early there. Our show starts at 9 a.m. there, so I'll be in Green Bay. Somebody's going to be drinking somewhere in Green Bay. I know that. It won't be me. I'll be entertaining you from 9 to 11 Central Time before I start getting after it. While AWOD takes you up to the official Washington Commanders pregame will air after Grant and Danny on 96.1 on Thursday night. So you want to catch that game, get to WRVA 96.1. Big game. 1-0 Commanders, 1-0 Packers. Micah Parsons, a little earlier than we thought we'd see him this season. I think you're catching him at the right time. I think he's only going to get better as the year goes on. I think right now, in my opinion, there's four teams that have what I would describe as like legitimate Super Bowl expectations. Not ambitions, but expectations. The Commanders have Super Bowl ambitions. They could make the Super Bowl. They're good enough to do that. They have the pieces. They have Jaden Daniels. When you have a quarterback, you have a chance in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals have Super Bowl ambitions. But I think there are four teams right now that have Super Bowl expectations. And I think the Packers are one of them. I think in the NFC, it's the Eagles and the Packers. And I didn't see anything last Thursday that dissuaded me from saying the Eagles are going to be a very tough out again this year. Tomorrow, we're going to chat with our guy Ben Standig. He's going to join the show. Last Man Standig is his Substack and podcast. He did a survey of NFL agents. I think he talked to 24 of them, asked who's the best GM in football, and almost all of them said Howie Roseman in Philly. And what's fascinating is they don't love working with him, and they were open with Ben about that. We'll chat about that tomorrow. They don't love working with Howie Roseman in Philly, but they respect what he's done. He's a guy who he shops for players at TJ Maxx, and then he puts on the outfit, and it looks good. They've had a phenomenal run of finding bargain guys and getting production out of them, and you have to respect that. The Packers, Jordan Love coming back in a weekend division, which you saw a glimpse of last night. The Bears, I love Ben Johnson. The rest of that team's not ready for primetime yet. The Vikings, J.J. McCarthy, he's a winner. Oldest trope in sports, he's just a winner. He was a winner against the Bears. hard for me to think the Vikings will be as good as they were last year, given what we saw last night. And the Lions, who the Packers beat, don't need any further proof there. So your two toughest divisions, and then you got the Rams and Stafford, but injuries are a question there. I think the two NFC teams that you're looking at as being legitimate Super Bowl expectation deliver on it teams are the Eagles and the Packers. I think the Commanders, Rams, right behind them. But those are the two. In the AFC, there's just no doubt about it right now. It's the two that played on Sunday night. It's the Ravens and it's the Bills. Both teams absolutely excellent at what they do. You think about Derrick Henry and that Baltimore offense, so fun to watch him. Josh Allen, he's a winner, man. He takes that team on his back, and a little last season at the Diamond vibes there in Buffalo. It is the last season at their stadium before they move across the street into the parking lot. I think they spent more on their stadium than we spent on CarMax Park. We'll get the official numbers on that. We'll sort that out. One more ticket giveaway for you today. Hayes, I say let's do this now. We'll see if anybody calls in, because we got to take care of our listeners here. This is what we do at The Fan. These are not diamond tickets. We're going to take you to Doswell, Virginia. Do you know what's in Doswell, Virginia? Sure you do. Meadow Event Park is out there. That's where the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours series takes place. Next Friday, September 19th, Dustin Lynch, country musician, going to be performing out there. Show starts at 7 o'clock next Friday out at the old Atlantic Union Bank After Hours series at the Meadow Event Park. So if you want to see Dustin Lynch, watch a little country music next Friday night, courtesy of your friends at The Fan, and then you can listen to Gary and Coach Hess on the way back. So it's kind of a win-win situation here for you as a listener. Give us a call. Number is 833-804-0910. We'll give that to you one more time. 833-804-0910. It's a little bit of a disorienting Tuesday because we are right in the throes of a Commanders game week, and you get the Sunday game. It's the first one. There's so much hype behind that first game. I told you, I love the crowd. I love the atmosphere. I love the environment. And you get on the other side of that all of a sudden. It's a quick turnaround now. And I dislike the Thursday games because there's an element of randomness to it. But I love playing it this early in the season because you're not as banged up. I think you're maybe a little more ready to take the quick turnaround. I also love playing the Packers in this game because I would argue, and I think it is arguable both ways, that the Commanders are the underdogs against the Packers on a neutral field right now. And like I said, that's arguable, but the Packers are a very good team. I dislike going to Madrid for that Dolphins game because the Commanders are the clear favorites in that game. Any game that has an element of randomness to it, a Thursday night quick turnaround game, an international game, the Brazil game, any of those where it's not necessarily the best team's going to win because there's a lot of factors, I want to play a better team in those games because it evens the playing field a little bit. So I love that it's the Packers, it's Lambeau, because I love being at Lambeau. Hopefully the weather's as nice as it is here for everybody at the Diamond, for us at Lambeau, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday as we're live. But then you're going to Spain, you potentially leave a loss on the board because you're playing the Dolphins, a team who they should beat, will be favored to beat, but you don't know what's going to happen over there in Spain. Somebody has too much gazpacho the night before, all of a sudden the whole thing goes off the rails. Playing a better team on the road, excellent use of the Thursday nighter. Then we got the other quick week game, will be the Christmas game against the Cowboys. And with respect to the sporting cliche, you throw out the records when these guys play the Cowboys. Reminder, tonight is the start of the farewell series at the Diamond. Trey Wilson came on at 11:15. If you missed that, grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. You can catch up on everything going on for the next six nights at the Diamond. This is not the typical series where everybody shows up on Saturday night and kind of the other nights are, come as you feel. It's going to be big crowds every single night this week, and then the biggest crowd, the sellout on Sunday. Tomorrow, and we haven't made enough of a deal about tomorrow's show. It's going to be literally from the car as we're going to Green Bay. That's the bit. We're leaning into it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow on the show. But during that show, we're going to give away another set of tickets to go see the final game at the Diamond on Sunday. Looking forward to that. On the other side, I chatted with Linnell Willingham, our guy up in D.C. yesterday. So a little more Commanders talk on tap before he gets you to AWOD Radio at noon. This is the home of the Commanders in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Empty of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. All right, we've been counting down to this week for a long time. It's here. It's the final week at the Diamond. Before we get to Trey Wilson, we'll let you know News Radio WRVA, that's our sister station, 1140, is going to be out at the Diamond tonight in partnership with Virginia Urology, offering free prostate screenings in support of Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. You can get a free prostate screening available beginning at 4 p.m., continuing through the early innings of the game. The first 50 men to go get a prostate screening will receive free admission to tonight's baseball game. So thank you to Virginia Urology. Thank you to our friends at News Radio 1140 WRVA. That's, you know, that hasn't always been a baseball-centric station. Things change. Our guy Fajita down there, the big Fajita, Rich Herrera, who hosts Richmond's Morning News now, also does, and is it Aaron Boone? I always forget which Boone. He does a podcast with Aaron Boone, and he's here on the weekends sometimes on the Infinity Sports Network. So baseball everywhere, can't avoid it. It's in the air. It's September. The weather's beautiful, and this is going to be a very special week in Richmond. So we bring on Trey Wilson for Tuesdays with Trey. Trey, six left. How we feeling?
It's like, it's kind of like opening day around here right now. It's weird. It's very busy. It's very chaotic, but we're going to have a lot of fun this week. It's a little bittersweet. We've been looking forward to closing this place out for a long time. I was just driving in this morning. I was thinking about some of the headaches that this place has given me over the last few years. But at the same time, there's some stuff about it that we're going to miss. So we're really excited to host this final week here. Really excited about Carmack's Park next year. But for this week, the focus is on getting together one more time the next 6 days here at the Diamond, celebrating some of our great memories here. And just taking it in one more time. This has been such an important place for Richmond for the last 40 years. It's been the summertime gathering place where everybody's come together. And we're going to do that six more times. And I'm really excited about that. Really excited to make another push, you know, to win the AA attendance crown for the fourth straight year. You know, the on-field stuff, there's only so much locally that we have control over. But that for us is that's like, you know, winning a championship, and you know, we want to try and close that out this week and make sure to pack this place out as much as we can and make a statement in this last week that we're here, that even in a ballpark that lacks a lot of the amenities that some of our peers around the industry have, Richmond comes out and packs the yard every single night, and we're going to do that six more times this week.
Sunday sold out, of course. We've been giving away tickets all week. We'll have another giveaway tomorrow if you want to go. Saturday, limited tickets remain, and I think it's going to be beautiful weather, a great showing this week. Trey, on your broadcasts, you've done Diamond history all season long. You've shared some great tidbits along the way of the R Braves, the Squirrels, everything that's happened in Richmond baseball history. As we hit the end of the ride here, do you have any favorite moments, big moments that you've learned about in this year-long project?
Yeah, there's a ton. I don't even, man, it'd be hard to just narrow it down enough to fit into this short segment we have today. I think one of the coolest things this year is we've kind of gone a little deeper into the archives has been getting to actually meet some of the people that were so important in some of those moments. You know, John Smoltz, obviously, being back here earlier this year was awesome. And getting to have a conversation with him focused on just his time here because, you know, his major league career is well chronicled. Even having Steve Shields back last homestand, who started the first game of the Diamond, started through a shutout in the Governor's Cup clincher in 86 and had a few other big moments here. But there have been hilarious stories that I've dug up thanks to the great work over the last 70 plus years of Richmond Times Dispatch sports writers and going through their archives, stories about the, I think it was 86, the exhibition here. They used to do, the Braves used to come do their exhibition games in the middle of the season on an off day, which was not really ideal internally, you know, from a baseball standpoint. You know, they were going from Pittsburgh to Chicago. They got a day off. They're going to come hang out at Richmond. You're usually not going to see a lot of the big stars on those days. And there was a game in 86 where Chuck Tanner, the manager of the Braves, was like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm tired. Put Dale Murphy in charge. And the quote that Murphy gave to the Times-Dispatch was something like, I lost the team. And by the end of it, there were, you know, guys, there was a case of beer in the dugout, and the flight attendants from their outgoing flight were hanging out down in the dugout. And, you know, little stories like that. There was a game where the umpire, a brawl happened. This was at Parker Field back in the, I think it was the 60s or 70s, but a brawl happened, benches cleared, they got into a fight, and the umpires decided that the pitcher and the hitter who got into it each got a blow in on each other, so that everything, in his words, was even Steven. He didn't want to throw anybody out because it was going to cause a longer delay, and they were trying to get out. So little stories like that have been some of my favorites to come across, but really just going back and tying some of the memories. It's been cool to find some of the games where Kyle Harrison's grandfather was pitching back in the 60s here. And then Kyle Harrison, of course, came here in 2022 with the Squirrels and had one of the greatest minor league seasons that any pitcher has ever had in the history of minor league baseball. And pitching on that same mound and, you know, kind of tying the 60s Parker Field era to the final years of the Squirrels at the Diamond. There's been so much stuff that's been fun to come across over this entire year as we've kind of gone down memory lane.
Trey Wilson entertains us all summer long. He'll do it six more times starting tonight. Let's get to the end first. Parney talked about this. We'll reiterate it because I think people have in mind closing days of venues and what happens. This is not a bring-your-own-wrench situation. The Diamond is staying intact after Sunday's game and maybe used next year for VCU baseball. That's all to be determined. But this is not demolition derby on Sunday when we're done here, Trey.
Yeah, I mean, we've still got some events of our own, some non-baseball events here too. So, yeah, please keep the wrenches and everything at home. Yeah, when Steve Shields was here last homestand, he was talking about seeing grannies up in the stands with sledgehammers taking out seats. We're not doing that Sunday. There'll be a time when this place is going to come down, but for the foreseeable future, we don't know what that plan is yet, but there are still going to be some things going on in this building for a little while. So, yeah, we need it to stay intact. So we're going to have some, you know, at a later date, we'll talk about some plans for some things that we're going to do to help give an opportunity for people to get some items from here. But for now, just come out Sunday, hang out, make some memories, go down on the field post game, and you can take pictures and do all that and soak in the venue, but leave it in a one piece, because at least as much as it is, still in one piece after 40 years. And we'll address all the rest of that at a later date.
Just have some fun this week, some great baseball, some great weather. You want to share a little bit about just what you guys have planned to mark this occasion?
Yeah, there's so much going on this week. Go to squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets, and there's a full rundown of everything there. But it starts tonight. We've got Time Capsule Tuesday. There's going to be a time capsule buried at CarMax Park. We're going to load some items into that tonight. But there's also the first 1,500 fans, 15 and older tonight, are going to get Diamonds Aren't Forever Farewell Series T-shirt. And there's little mementos like that all week that are going on. Tomorrow there'll be a program with some writing about the history of the ballpark and some of the players and moments and things like that. It's going to be given out for the first 1,500 fans. You know, there'll be the lapel pin giveaway on Thursday night. That's going to be pretty cool. I'd love to get my hands on one of those. A little bit of a nod back to the 85 season when they gave away a lapel pin as well. We've seen a few of those pop up this year. Fireworks on Friday night. It'll be the biggest fireworks show in the history of the Squirrels, the Diamond. There's an all-Diamond team poster giveaway, that night, recognizing some of the biggest name players who've come through Richmond over the last 40 years here at the Diamond. Fireworks Saturday night, the last fireworks show here, and then Sunday, of course, the final game, which is already sold out. There'll be a bunch of things going on that day, and that's barely scratching the surface. There's a bunch of other stuff that's going to be going on. Some former players are coming back. They'll be a member of the 1989 Governor's Cup winning Richmond Braves here this weekend. Jacob Hayward, former All-Star Game MVP, is going to be coming back this weekend. Daryl Madey, who pitched for the Squirrels for a long time, pitched the first Squirrels game here at the Diamond. Ton of different stuff going on. Any night you come out this week, there's going to be something pretty cool that's happening. And try and catch as many of them as you can, because again, this is it. This is the end of the line for this venue hosting professional baseball games.
It's bittersweet, but it's going to be very sweet next year. I'm gonna preemptively install the Squirrels as the favorites for the 2026 Eastern League attendance crown. I think there's going to be a little bit of interest in that building across the street. Six more times, Trey Wilson, Blaine McCormick, the pregame show, the game, all of it every night here on The Fan. Trey, thank you for your work all summer. Looking forward to this week. I look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
Yeah, can't wait to see everybody out here this week, and six more chances to talk to you all over the air in these next few days. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There he goes, Trey Wilson. You'll catch him tonight, and then five more times as we wrap up the Diamond 40-year run in Richmond before we move across the street to CarMax Park. We'll move along this show on the other side. You're listening to the home of the Squirrels in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Happy the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's a Tuesday morning, and we've got some special guests joining us today. Looking forward to hearing about this. It's the Forward Foundation presenting the Forward Fest, featuring the Go Forward Together ride on Saturday, October 4th, 2025. Here to tell us all about it, Andrea Starr and Jay Smack. Andrea is the executive director at the Forward Foundation. Andrea, start with you. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's great to hear about this event today. Tell us about the foundation, what y'all do.
So we are located here in the greater Richmond area, and we are focused on working with a very specific demographic, and it is single working parents who have encountered some type of economic hardship that really has resulted in a financial situation and them being able to provide for their children. And we step in, we provide support by providing a child care subsidy, education, resources, opportunities to help them increase their earning potential, because what we don't want to happen is that they feel like they need to quit their jobs and rely on government assistance. And that demographic that we serve, a majority of families kind of fall in that crack. And we want to be able to support them as best we can and really provide them opportunities to help them become financially independent and stabilize their situation.
Fantastic cause for sure. And you want to tell us about the ride?
Yeah, Jay, would you love to step in here and talk about this? This is because of you.
Oh yeah, okay, I'll take that under advisement, but this is all Andrea. She is the driving force behind this thing, and in fact, as an avid cyclist, she reached out to me a few years ago when this first started and asked if I would help organize it, as a result of a friend of ours, Bobby Kellen, having the idea to do a ride and raise some funds. So she said, well, why don't we make a bigger event out of it? So I rallied some of my cycling friends, and here we are 6 years later. We try to be as inclusive as possible. We're growing, which means we also might be shrinking. And by that, I mean we currently have a 30-mile and a 50-mile ride. But we want to have a smaller one for kids. I mean, we're discussing other ways to grow, but this thing has really been growing quickly over the last 6 years. And we meet at Final Gravity. We go up to Ashland. We take a couple breaks, and then we come back and we raise a bunch of money for a great cause.
So it sounds like you don't have to be a professional cyclist here to join the fun.
No, you don't. And I saw a question on a message board recently asking if this was an accessible ride for, slower or newer or less accomplished cyclists. It absolutely is. I know 30 miles is a long way, but it's supported. And we have support vehicles on the course. We have police assistance. We have members of RABBA, which is the Richmond Area Bicycling Association, on the course helping as well. So we want everybody to feel comfortable coming out and supporting this cause. And we'll be there for you if you need help.
Yeah, it's Jay Smack. He's the ride captain here for the Go Forward Together bike ride. That'll take place on Saturday, October 4th. This year, Saturday. And Andrew, do you want to tell folks how they can sign up, get involved, be a part of this?
Absolutely. So you can register at forwardfoundationva.org, or you can go to goforwardtogetherride.com. And I want to share too that, you know, again, we were talking about, is this open to anybody? Yes, it is. If you are choosing to ride, there is a registration fee, but to come out and enjoy Forward Fest afterwards from 11 to 3, we have live music, we have food trucks. Final Gravity has a special brew, our Go Forward Pilsner, where they donate a dollar of every pour back to the foundation. So if you're not a cyclist and you want to come out and just support your cyclist, this is open to the public. So we want to encourage the community to come out. It's child friendly, family friendly, pet friendly, all of the things. So we are really looking forward to having everybody come out and join us.
Fantastic. And Jay, we know it's such a great cycling town. Tell us what makes this ride special and what people are going to enjoy being out there. You mentioned, you know, just so much support and a big community ride.
Well, to be honest, what makes it special as far as a ride is that it has a little something for everybody. The 50-mile includes three climbs north of Ashland called the Three Sisters, and they're kind of renowned among the cycling community. Not as super hard, but just challenging and a legit ride, if you will. What makes the event special is the after party, the Forward Fest. Like Andrea said, we've got games. It's kid-friendly, dog-friendly. Final Gravity is doing a special brew that they do, and it's a ride, but it's also a party, and we've got great music, great live music and activities. So really, it's like she said, it's a little something for everybody, and that's what makes it special.
It's going to be a fantastic time. Thank you both for putting that on. ForwardFoundationVA.org. Jay, anything else you want to share about the ride or the mission?
No, looking forward to it. This is our sixth year, and we just can't wait. Please come on out. If you can register ahead of time, do that. Otherwise, show up, and we'll take care of you.
Awesome. Andrea, thank you for your work. Thank you for making a few minutes for us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate you.
Awesome. ForwardFoundationVA.org if you want to participate in that ride and party on Saturday, October 4th. Speaking of a party, it's the final week at the Diamond. Trey Wilson, voice of the Squirrels, joins the show to get us ready for what to expect in the final games. That's on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Odyssey app. Game week, and it's a short one. We'll be live in Lambeau tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Commanders and the Packers. First off, though, you saw the phone lines. They lit up like a Christmas tree when we gave away Flying Squirrels tickets. So shout out to the Squirrels. Six more chances to see them at the Diamond. But the man responsible for that is Owen. He's sitting over here. He makes these Flying Squirrels things happen for us. So thank you. Owen, you are not here, though, to talk about the Flying Squirrels.
No, I'm not.
Because you are a Baltimore Ravens fan.
Die hard.
And I went to bed, hand up, left hand up, I went to bed thinking the Ravens had won the ball game. As most of Buffalo did, too, as they left the stadium with a few minutes left. I went back, I revisited the scene of the crime. You should have gone for it on 4th-and-2. I got that for you. What happened, Owen? What happened?
What happened was Harbaugh, once again, 9th time, by the way, game plan went right out the window.
9th time what?
9th time that Harbaugh has let up a game that we have been up 2-3 touchdowns.
Do you like Harbaugh?
You know, I used to love him, but the thing is, every single season, it is nothing but a heartbreak, and it's always the games that we need. It's the games against the Chiefs. I can't believe it. You know, I think it was 2 years ago. It was we lost against Las Vegas. You know, and that's when they had who is it? Trubisky in
Mitchell Trubisky.
We lost to the mustache. We lost to the mustache solely again on because Harbaugh went off script. He said, "Hey, screw the game plan that's been working. Let's do something new. Let's just forget about it. Not going for it on 4th-and-3." Trusting, quote unquote, in our defense showed enough that we couldn't do the big stop. I mean, Yair.
All right, is this a frustrated fan ranting, or do you genuinely want Harbaugh fired?
Being a Ravens fan for so long, I think the Ravens totally should just restart with everything.
Blow it all up.
I think Harbaugh has been in there for so long. He's had so many chances to get us to the big game, and every single time he just fails. He fails.
I would trade you Dan Quinn for Harbaugh straight up right now. No caveats, no questions asked. I would feel phenomenal about that deal.
You know, not a big Dan Quinn fan, but if you were to tell me, hey, I would give you... let me think. You know who I miss? I miss Mike McDaniels.
He may be available soon. That is an achievable.
It's a train wreck over in Seattle, I will say. But you know, when we had him as our defensive coordinator, I mean, our defense was a very, very strong defense.
Yeah, but Sam Howell fumble. That was not Sam Howell. Sam Howell is gone there. Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Sam Darnold fumble there. That was a tough way to lose a very winnable game for them.
Yeah. I mean, I still think it's silly that they let Geno walk like that. I mean, I respectfully wasn't surprised that Vegas came out the way they did. Geno looked good. I mean, Gentry, you know, he looked okay, but back to the Ravens. I think the Ravens need a fresh start. I think we need a new coach. You know, let Harbaugh go coach with his brother.
You can be an assistant in all Harbaugh staff.
I mean,
I'd watch that Hard Knocks.
As right now, there's only one Harbaugh that's winning.
Do you watch Hard Knocks?
Not this season because
it was terrible this season. It couldn't have been worse if they had tried this.
I'm not a big. Love Josh Allen, but you know, not a big Bills fan. Not a big Bills fan.
Well, I can understand why.
And it was before last year, I will say that.
What, Steelers would be your least favorite team?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
When Hazel, you know, had told me that they picked up Aaron Rodgers, I've really looked at Hazel like, what are you doing? Why of all quarterbacks, one hit from Kyle Hamilton, he's going to be done. You know,
I think we were all a little surprised when Hazel picked up Aaron Rodgers on behalf of the Steelers. Well, that they had that kind of authority to begin with,
and
it really was.
I will
was
give,
pretty wild.
I will give Aaron Rodgers big time credit. He looked phenomenal.
Yeah, he did.
But the thing is, just like Chris Collins said, you're not a man until you play the Ravens, and he has not. He has not played a Ravens Steelers game, so that is really. That's when I'm going to see if Aaron Rodgers is really what he thinks he still is at, what, 41?
Owen's cutting promos over here. I'll lie. And to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I say this. You haven't done anything. Nope. You're just a boy, not a man, until you play the Baltimore Ravens.
I mean, I will say this. He basically does play the Baltimore Ravens when it comes to practicing because, you know, a lot of Steelers' defense is Ravens, sloppy seconds.
Owen, our number one Ravens fan in the office. I wish you better luck on who they have Sunday.
We got Cleveland first, home game of the season.
Better beat Cleveland. So that's a good
hey,
get right.
We're
game
playing.
Right there.
We're playing. You know, Cool Joe Cool, Super Bowl winner.
Joe Flacco's still in football. Thank you for dropping by. Owen.
Always.
Cleveland Browns. That's of your heartbreaking Cleveland Browns losses. That's really high on the list. Missing a chip shot field goal to potentially beat the Cincinnati Bengals. By the way, you know who else had passionate football takes over the weekend? LeVar Stoney, former mayor, on Twitter was griping through the whole game. Why is JMU playing two quarterbacks? LeVar Stoney on Twitter, this QB carousel isn't it, JMU football, against an ACC team like Louisville? They're not UNC, enough with the musical chairs. JMU fans, man, They demand excellence. I am fascinated by the two quarterback thing. It clearly is not going to work at all. I love that Bob Chesney's sticking with it, like out of principle. At some point, you got to pick a guy and stick with it. JMU's going to have a fascinating season because as they showed against a good Louisville team, they're good enough. That's a good enough team to make some noise in the Sun Belt, contend for the Sun Belt. I think the winner of the Sun Belt's going to be in the mix every year for that college football playoff spot. If you were to ask me right now which team has the best chance in the next 5 years in the state of Virginia of making the college football playoff, is JMU. And here's what I fear. Cover your ears. I think UVA might be second. I really do, just because of the amount of money pouring in. And you can catch an Indiana, right? Indiana made the playoffs. You can catch a freak season without sustaining dominance. I think that's what UVA would have to do. I think Tech's pretty far away from the mark right now. I think JMU's got the best chance, best percentage chance in the next 5 years of any team in Virginia of making the college football playoff. All right, I promise Commander's Rewind, we will give you a Commander's Rewind, and we will do it. On the other side of this break, it's Tuesday morning. We're live in Lambeau tomorrow. You're listening to the home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.